Well, welcome to Local Matters. We are talking today to Dr. Tom Payne, the Dean of the College of Business at Tennessee Tech University. Tom, welcome to the program, and thanks for being with us.
Well, Dr. Bell, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, now, if you call me Dr. Bell, I'm going to have to call you Dr. Payne.
Oh, my goodness. Let's stop that right now.
we'll have a lot of fun talking about my old college and about some of the great things happening at Tech and in the College of Business. But I say my old college, things have changed a little bit since the time I first started as a college student or even as a dean. So talk a little bit about the 2020 plus workforce and about college majors and what's going on in colleges these days.
Absolutely. And, you know, Bob, things, as you say, they've changed. I think in some ways, the old adage of, you know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Yeah. There's some truth in that as well, because we're still very relationship driven. We in higher ed are not only interested in, but need to be focused on developing a broad base of skills. So if you think about it, the way that the expanse or expanding of skill set needs has happened over the last few decades in business, we have, and I'm going to kind of quote Tom Friedman here. He wrote the book, you may remember, The World is Flat.
Yeah.
Many years ago. And in that book, you know, he said Christopher Columbus was wrong, that the world is flat, that's flattening. Because the playing field,
is getting more level.
It's gotten more competitive globally. Yes. And so for students from around the Upper Cumberland and Tennessee and a lot of first-generation college students, they need to know that. They're not just competing with, you know, the student next to them in the classroom, but student in China and in Europe.
Absolutely right.
All around the globe.
Yeah.
And so how has that happened? Well, I think to kind of cite Thomas Friedman in his newer book called Thank You for Being Late.
It's an interesting title, isn't it?
Yeah. And in that book, what he did was talk about not just AI, what we've come to know as AI, which is artificial intelligence, but IA. That is to say that we're actually using information. We're not so much data driven as we are data informed. So it's that blending of technology and the contextual knowledge that people, whether they're in the medical field or whether they're in engineering or business, that those folks are using technology to their advantage, but they're not replaced by technology. In addition, another book by Jeff Salingo, Is There Life After College? And, well, it turns out there is. And in that book, he spoke about not just skills that are I-shaped, that is kind of more what we would refer to in academia, I think, as siloed. You know, just having a, you know, if you're an accountant, you learn accounting.
That's all you do.
That's what
yes.
you do. And if you're an engineer, you learn
right.
that. And you apply those things. Those are important. But the T-shaped, adding that other layer on top that is more directed toward communication skills, directed toward critical thinking and problem solving, being able to work in teams, being able to be kind of more self-reflective and adaptable to different situations, and looking at data, interpreting data,
yeah.
vetting out information. You know, we get a lot thrown at us today that just inundates us. And I think over the years, folks that have been on the planet a little longer have learned to kind of adapt to that. But if you can imagine young people really trying to sort through that and develop that skill set, you know, in real time, how do you do that? So now it's so different because it's changed what is the value in the classroom.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because students now, you know, they rely on YouTube and Google for so many things.
They are based on technology
they
and
are.
On using their keyboard for just so much.
Absolutely, and we all do.
We
do. And so it's shifted, I think, from the sort of what I guess what we refer to as the sage on the stage, the dispenser of knowledge and information, all the things that we spent all those years in school learning.
Right.
But that information is just ubiquitous. It's all over. We can grab it from it. So then it really challenges us, I think, as educators to say, well, what can I impart to students that's not just a series of facts?
Yeah. Teach them how to learn.
How to learn.
Yeah.
Right. And what truly are facts, or how can we apply these things to solve problems and to look at things from different perspectives and you know, put that human element in there as well, the leadership skills and all
that. Well, and that's the important message, I think, from Friedman and from others is, as you say, some things stay the same. And so teamwork and leadership and communication and the ability to solve a problem, that's important for an 18-year-old in a different way than it is for a 50-year-old. But it's important, whether you go to college or not, to be able to do those kind of things.
Absolutely is.
And even a student club in high school can teach you a bit about how to be a member of a team.
Very, very true. And today, I truly believe that a lot of our value add, you know, kind of use a business term, is in that contextual learning, so that students can see it for themselves and really live it. And how do we deliver that? Well, we can deliver some of that in classrooms. We can. It's not, as we say, you know, by the textbook or textbook knowledge, not just that, but in working in teams, going through case studies, looking at real situations, using, and there's some excellent simulations today that can kind of simulate real life very closely and bring in a lot of different variables and surprises along the way that kind of shock the system.
Now that are real life.
Right. Yeah. And obviously things outside the classroom, the internships and things of that nature that really get them engaged in a real world environment. So kind of moving from the textbook to the application, and then to the real world experiences. So whether that's a travel study, whether that's an internship, whether it's serving on a advisory board as a student.
Yeah.
And we provide those opportunities at Tech and in the College of Business, and I think that does deepen the relation the experience.
I think it does too, and it's a special challenge for students today. I know, but we're at a technological university, and there's technology everywhere. So talk a little bit about how the student experiences technology and how the faculty use it to teach.
Oh, right.
But also just where you've got to say, hey, technology is great, but there's more to life than technology. Too.
There is. And that is one, and particularly dealing across generations. Students need to be aware of that. And, you know, as we were going through a couple of years ago, our strategic planning process, one of the things that we did was we went out into the community and, in fact, across the United States and said, what do you need, you know, from higher ed, and specifically, what do you need as a business person, as somebody that's a leader in the community and communities? From higher ed, from Tennessee Tech in particular. And one of the messages that kept coming back was, we do need folks that are trained in IT, data analytics, that type, no matter what their major is. And of course, a lot of the skill sets we talked about, what we used to call soft skills, you know, that can often be harder to really get a grasp
of. Master.
Exactly.
It is. Yeah.
And so I think one of the things that we kept getting back was, you know, when we would try to drill down on that, well, what do you mean by IT? You know, what is it specifically about IT and working with data and information? What are you talking about? And how is that applied? So if I'm thinking about an industry, one of the best comments that I received back on asking that question was from someone who's in government, and I said, well, what kind of IT do you need? What type of, you know, workforce and specific application? Yeah. And the answer was, oh, IT everything. And what I think what they meant by that was it didn't matter if it was manufacturing, it didn't matter if it was healthcare, it didn't matter if it was financial services. We need IT applications across all of those. And what does that look like? It looks like data analytics, making better decisions in real time using, and I would say data informed. You know, people always say they're data driven.
They even talk about that in pro football. You talk about data analytics on the football field.
Right. And that's a way to enhance your decision making. It shouldn't be the only thing, as you alluded to, that drives decisions. But it can inform decisions.
This is Local Matters. We are talking to Dr. Tom Payne, the Dean of the Business School at Tennessee Tech University, and we will be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Well, welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to Tom Payne, the Dean of the Business School at Tennessee Tech. And Tom, I know you come from a banking background, and I know Tech has established a center for banking. So talk a little bit about that banking center.
Yes, and what we're doing, Bob, is it's very innovative, and not to say that everything that's innovative is really good, but it's really good, and we're excited about it. One of the fast-growing jobs and career opportunities in our state and across the nation is in financial services. And, of course, as we talked about technology, another heavy user of technology and a lot of transition into technological platforms from what is and will continue to be a very relationship-driven business. So if you think about banking and financial services, you're really bringing a lot of those worlds together, and it's happened very, very quickly. And so what is the demand out there? Well, the demand for people who have knowledge about finance, accounting, marketing, and other business disciplines, but also have that personal touch that they can talk with people.
Yeah, because banking's a people business. It's a people in a lot business. Of ways.
In fact, I think, having served on bank boards yourself, you appreciate this. There's a bit of a false dichotomy, I think, among financial institutions today, and particularly banks, and several research papers and different ways of describing what kind of bank are you. Are you a relational bank, or are you a transaction-oriented bank? Well, the truth is, you're really both.
Yeah.
And it's kind of
you have to be.
Right. And so, yes, you have to use the technology. You have to apply the technology. You have to do that to remain competitive, to be efficient. You have to be very skilled or have someone who is in cybersecurity. Obviously, information security is highly important. And also, you have to have that ability to adapt to new customers, new needs, and economic conditions that are changing all the time. So as we look to address that, we have what I would call the more expected or traditional majors in, accounting, finance,
sure,
being a couple. And certainly majors are important, but skill sets are so much more important today. So the interesting thing that we did, and I think you'll appreciate this as an educator, is typically, historically, when we've looked at a program, we've said, well, where does that program belong? Well, that program, that one belongs in engineering, or that's nursing, or that's business. And even within those colleges, arts and sciences or departments, you have units such as, I'll use the example of finance, you would think, well, the banking program maybe that's a finance department thing, you know, and that'll be housed in that department. And we do, for administrative purposes, we will house things that way. But what we discovered in talking with bankers and folks about what does the curriculum really need to look like, you know what they said? They said, well, yeah, you need financial skills. You need to be able to read a financial statement. You need to be able to figure out what the cash flow is and some of those financial rates. That's all important. But so is services marketing. That's important. And so is cyber management and analytics. And you need to know something about this new technology and how to communicate in a effective way, but in a confidential, secure way with customers. So what did that do? That broke down all the silos. And so we said, well, we need marketing. We need some cybersecurity.
That banker's got to be fluent in a lot of areas.
In a lot of different things.
Sure.
And this is the world of banking. And so what the exciting part of that was, it's bringing a lot of our expertise together. And so in doing that, with this new initiative, we now offer certificates in banking, one that just went through TEHEC this week, as a matter of fact, that is a certificate at the undergraduate, and we're also moving one through at the graduate level.
Good.
That you can get a certificate along with whatever your degree is. And so if you are interested in the banking financial services industry, you take those courses and then you're better prepared. And by the way, talking about that experiential learning, that is a requirement. It's not a option.
Yeah.
It's a requirement. They have to have a meaningful experiential learning internship, something with a competition case study where they're working against other universities nationally, or serving on a board, that type of thing.
Well, it's good to get them grounded in some real experience, whether that's the case study or getting out there in the banks. And I know you do a lot of that, not just in banking, but in a lot of other fields too. This is Local Matters, and we're talking to Tom Payne, the dean of the business school at Tennessee Tech University. And Tom, you've mentioned the word forensics a couple of times, and I know you have a forensics lab there in the business school. And boy, is that a hot topic today with computer security and everything going around. Talk a bit about forensics.
Oh, I'm glad for that opportunity. Many of our listeners would probably know Stuart Wells. Doc Wells is one of our primary instructors there, and we do have a new forensics lab, and the only one of its kind in the state of Tennessee, that allows students to legally go in and find data, retrieve data. Basically, the idea there is it's not too different than other types of forensics, even in the physical world, when we talk about crime scenes and things of that nature.
Yeah.
If something happens to a computer, you know, it may be a fire, it could be water damage, it could be something that somebody's trying to hide, and, you know, the government agencies and law enforcement are trying to retrieve that data in the course of an investigation. That's what computer forensics really does, and it goes in and is able to, through software and hardware techniques. So it truly is a science in and of itself in the electronic world, not just in the world that I think most people, when they watch shows like CSI and all that, are more familiar
with. Now, if you've had a house fire, you know that forensics is important to recovering that data.
Yes, absolutely. And it is, if you think about that, it's part of this whole cyber world and cyber management world that we have. At the same time, it's a different picture than I think most people would think about when they think about cybersecurity and data security on the front end. This is really kind of on the back end of how do we retrieve data that may have been destroyed either through through penetration with by electronic means that may have damaged it, or it could have been a fire,
or somebody may have wanted to just hide that data really
that's
deep
exactly
in that
right.
computer.
Exactly right.
Talk about the business school's role in working with small town businesses and the rural economy a bit.
Absolutely, Bob, and you know that this is important to us, not only as a business college, but as a university, as Tennessee Tech. We're very much, we're a national university, but our heart is here in Tennessee and in the Upper Cumberland. And so as a part of that and a vital part of that, not just from the standpoint of job creation on campus and what we add there, but what we really give to the university in terms of energy, time, and talent to injecting tools, information, brain power into what is it, where are we going, you know, as a community in the larger sense. The development of industry. You know, we're focused in the Upper Cumberland through the Chamber and other efforts through the Highlands Coalition in areas of advanced manufacturing, healthcare, and information technology.
No question.
That's where so many of the jobs that are higher paying jobs.
And the business school's been vital in recruiting those industries to come to the Upper Cumberland
yes.
area.
And we have, and really partnering across the university, across our existing businesses, our chamber, and the Highlands, you know, in partnering with other agencies, whether those development district, all of those agencies, and even going statewide with ECD yep. and their rural development entities, and you know, grants that are funding much of this. Whether it's through industrial development or small business development, a lot of that is going to be vital, not only to the economy. And if we just look at, you know, the metrics that we generally look at, you know, what's the growth? What's the growth in population? What's the growth in income? All of that's wonderful, but also the growth in just in quality of life.
Yeah.
You know, what if you kind of think about the small businesses that are really lifting all boats around this region of the state through small business development. And that's, of course, vital to job formation and just, like I say, the quality of life here in the Upper Cumberland and across our state in our rural areas.
It's really important, and clearly the university is adding a lot to that quality of life. It's also just adding a lot to the economic development strategy. And I know this grand challenge is a long-term strategy and not just a one-year kind of thing, but it is so important to our region. And clearly the College of Business has done a lot of work to help move this region forward. So.
Well, Bob, I can give you one example right now that we're working on. As you know, we do a lot of impact studies, you know, how much. And it's basically a kind of a scenario analysis type yeah. of approach where we would say, well, if this business or if this project happens, what would that do for the economic well-being, cost benefit, if you will, for the region, the state, you know, whatever that area that we're focusing on. And, you know, we've done those things for things like, you know, the Blue Cross Bowl or, you know, entities yeah. that have moved to town. One we're working on right now. Several of our faculty now are working, our economics faculty, which you know we have a wonderful econ faculty, and they're working right now on a study that is industry commissioned that will be used to determine what the cost benefit is and specifically what the economic impact would be of having completely broadband access across the state of Tennessee. And as you know, most of our challenge there is not in the rural or in the urban areas, but it's in the rural areas. And so we have large portions of our state that do not have access to high-speed broadband. And so the question is, what's it going to cost? What would be the positive economic impact for that? So we're doing a statewide wow. economic impact study on a broadband to the home through most of that would be fiber optics to provide high speed broadband. And you think about lifting the quality of life
yeah.
and having access, whether it's education, healthcare, with a lot of the telemedicine that you're familiar with being associated with a hospital here in Cookeville Regional. And so we have all of those great resources, but now how do you expand those out into areas that really when you're looking at diagnostics and people who may not be able to leave their home.
Right. Tom, you're doing a great job in the College of Business, and we are so grateful for the college being here and for all the help it gives. We have been talking to Dean Tom Payne, the Dean of the College of Business at Tennessee Tech University. Tom, it's an honor to have you on the program. Thanks for being here.
Honor to be here, Bob.